Horoscope readers, beware. You may not be as compatible with the love of your life as you thought. Park Kunkel, an astronomer and board member of the Minnesota Planetarium Society, checked the zodiac calendar against the stars and says it's wrong. He's even included a 13th sign. This realignment, of course, has sparked some outrage among astrologers and the people who believe in astrology. Park Kunkel joins us from his office at Minneapolis Community and Technical College. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, I've always wanted to begin an interview this way. What's your sign?
I usually tell people I'm a vegetarian.
Now, this I also have to ask, this 13th sign you've come up with, Ophiuchus?
Ophiuchus, yes.
A guy in my line of work could get into an awful lot of trouble trying to pronounce it.
I understand. It's tough enough for us astronomers to do it.
Why was this called for? What was wrong with the Babylonian calendar?
In astronomy, we look at the motion of the stars and the planets and what the background stars are. But the Earth has wobbled a bit in its spin, and that wobble has changed where the sun is located on a given date. If we, for example, take January 15th, and you were born in 3000 BC, your parents would have looked up at the sky and said, the sun is in Aquarius. The stars of Aquarius are in the background. Mm-hmm. But today, the sun is in Sagittarius. And it's just due to the wobble or the precession of the Earth's axis.
How new is this wobble? I mean, have we always wobbled, or is this just something since the Mets won the World Series in 1969?
That could have caused a little wiggle and a wobble. The Earth has been precessing, wobbling like this for billions of years. We just, as humans, found out about it in about 130 BC, and basically astronomers and astrologers have been talking about it ever since.
For people who believe in it, does this render every horoscope moot?
I think probably not. Astrologers aren't really using the actual position of the sun in the real constellations. So I don't think it's going to change anything in astrology. But the sun actually goes through Ophiuchus for about 18 days in December. So it'd be kind of fun to be born in early December. You could be an Ophiuchan then.
I wonder if the word had been minted. I don't mind telling you, it could be fun to tell someone I'm an Ophiuchan.
It actually could be. And Ophiuchus is a serpent bearer, so I can imagine all sorts of stories.
Park Kunkel, an astronomer at the Minneapolis Community and Technical College, and a vegetarian for the moment. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Age of Aquarius. Aquarius.
This is NPR News.